From Tidbits on March 7th, 2011, this is Upgrade to MobileMe Calendar by May 5th, written by Adam Siangst. Apple has announced that all MobileMe members must upgrade to the new CalDev-based MobileMe Calendar by May 5th, 2011. It's clear from Apple's statement that if you don't upgrade manually, Apple will not do it for you. You'll lose syncing events between your devices, along with the ability to see your calendars on the me.com website. Apple says, on May 5th, 2011, MobileMe will transition completely to the new calendar servers that we launched in October. The new MobileMe calendar includes calendar sharing, invitations, and a new calendar web application. To maintain calendar syncing between your devices and to continue accessing your calendar at me.com, you must upgrade to the new calendar by May 5th, 2011. In general, the new MobileMe calendar is a good thing, using the CalDev standard and providing push updates to calendars made from any connected device, read-write calendar sharing for family and friends, calendar publishing for groups, and event invitations with RSVPs. It's accessible via iCal in the calendar app of iOS devices running iOS 4.2.1 or later, via the me.com website, and through some independent calendaring apps like BusyMax BusyCal and Kronos' just-released Soho Organizer 9. For most people, upgrading to the new MobileMe calendar shouldn't be a major fuss, and Apple has a MobileMe calendar FAQ that provides links to instructions and covers most of the issues. However, there are some situations that require additional thought and effort ahead of time, and some people have had trouble that requires help from Apple. First things first, before you read any further or do anything, first back up your calendars from iCal by selecting each one in turn and choosing File, Export, Export. That way, even if things go horribly wrong, you can at least tear everything down and start from scratch if necessary. There are other methods of backing up, but they may not work. This is what Apple recommends. Also, beware that any files you have attached to events in iCal will automatically be removed from your events, and you can't attach files to events going forward. I suspect most people have never attached files to events, but those who did should consider leaving existing calendars local, in the On My Mac category in iCal, and starting new calendars in MobileMe for sharing and syncing. Finally, repeating events that cross daylight saving time boundaries will reportedly have their times changed by an hour. There appears to be no workaround for this, so you'll have to check manually after upgrading. It's apparently best to fix such problems via MobileMe's web interface, probably because that's the master copy of the data. Use appropriate software. Next, make sure you're using the appropriate software. For the Mac, that means macOS 10.6.4 Snow Leopard or later. macOS 10.10.5 Leopard also works, but with limitations, including the lack of push updates, the capability to share and accept shared calendars in iCal, and subscribed calendar syncing. For iOS devices, Apple says you need iOS 4.2.1 or later, which automatically knocks the original iPhone and first-generation iPod Touch off the MobileMe calendar bandwagon. For those devices, you'll need to sync calendars and contacts via iTunes. Select Sync Address Book Contacts and Sync iCal Calendars in the Info tab of a selected device in iTunes. Commenter Metal Samurai has noted that iOS 3.1.3 will actually work, but you'll have to jump through hoops, including setting up a separate CalDev account. Windows users need at least MobileMe Control Panel 1.6.4, either Outlook 2007 or 2010, 32-bit, and iTunes 10. I don't know if there are any gotchas with running those versions on standard Windows installations. Using BusyCal. If you, like us, relied on BusyCal for calendar sharing among a family or small work group before the MobileMe calendar transition, you'll need to run through a simple set of steps to upgrade to the new MobileMe calendar and maintain your BusyCal calendars. If you're using BusyMax's older BusySync software, it can provide read-only access to the MobileMe calendar, making an upgrade to BusyCal the best option, although BusyMax has instructions for using BusySync in read-only mode with MobileMe as well. Upgrading to the new MobileMe calendar with BusyCal does require a change in how you share calendars. As BusyMax notes in a blog post, you'll need to switch your LAN syncing, sharing from within BusyCal itself to other Macs running BusyCal in your local network, to cloud syncing, where your calendars are hosted on MobileMe or Google Calendar. Plus, since Google Calendar subscriptions won't sync to both MobileMe and iOS devices, accessing calendars hosted on Google Calendar from an iOS device requires syncing directly with Google Calendar. Again, BusyMac has instructions. I was able to upgrade to the new MobileMe calendar and set up BusyCal with no major problems, although I did have to juggle some files around given that my BusyCal server was running on a PowerMac G5 under Leopard, so I couldn't complete the upgrade within iCal on that Mac. I worked around the problem by moving my BusyCal backup file to my Mac Pro under Snow Leopard and performing the upgrade there. It's also possible to export individual calendar files from BusyCal before the upgrade, perform the upgrade, create the new calendars on MobileMe, and then import the exported calendars into the new MobileMe calendars. Of course, the downside of the MobileMe calendar is that everyone who wants to sync multiple devices needs their own MobileMe account, which may not be practical in a large work group. For such situations, it might make more sense to avoid MobileMe entirely and rely instead on a solution like Google Calendar, which BusyCal also supports for calendar sharing. BusyMac also mentions using iCal Server, part of macOS 10 Server, and Karyo Connect. I suspect there are additional questions and concerns people may have with regard to Apple's forced upgrade to the new MobileMe calendar. If there's something that's not covered by Apple's MobileMe FAQ, or BusyMac's instructions, or this article, leave a note in the comments and I'll see what I can figure out. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile and Econ Technologies. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and the MobileMe calendar stuff seems either like it's going to work perfectly, which it does for most people, or it can be really funky. Make those backups, folks.